Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are you entertained by magic? I absolutely love magic. I do. Always have. From the time I was a little kid. If a guy did sleight of hand or something like that, just had me riveted. One time I was in California on the beach, and it was a guy that did the cups, and he had these big, like, kind of beat-up-looking copper cups. And he would just manipulate stuff inside the cup. And I sat there, no exaggeration, an hour. He would do the show. I must have watched it 8 times in an hour because he'd do a little bit of a show. Then people would give him money. And I bet I gave the guy 50 bucks. And the reason I did it was because it was fascinating to watch this guy. I watched him from all angles. I literally circled him as he did the show. And keep in mind, I've watched it 8 times, and I still couldn't figure out what this dude was doing. They call it, in certain things, like when you look at art, they call it trompe l'oeil, which is fool the eye. And anyway, French term. But the point is, this guy, and he's not the only one, it just had me riveted. Why my brain couldn't see what he was doing after that many times. And here's what's funny. I could have watched him a million times. He was such a good mechanic, I couldn't see it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Magic is the illusion of the impossible. You ever watch Chris Angel levitate? Even if it only looks like it's 6 inches, he's done it with wires where you levitate into the air. But I'm talking about guys that can make it look like they've gotten off the ground 6, 7 inches, 8 inches. David Blaine's one. Maybe you watch these guys. I know you watch them because they make a lot of money. And we want to be fooled. We want to believe in something that feels impossible. I don't know. There's something about the human psyche that drives us to that, which is why magicians are so popular. And the good ones. I watched the guy. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. He called himself. He dealt really slow. He did cards so slow. I want you to imagine if I turned a card over once every 2 seconds. That's how fast he did his magic. And he would fool you. Oh, by the way, one arm. He only used one arm. It was the best magic I've ever seen. I still look for his, I try to find his videos. I can't remember his name. He did it slow, and you still couldn't see it. Well, here's what's funny. I was watching Penn and Teller the other night. They have a show called Fool Me. And I thought to myself, the biggest magic tricks are actually played in politics. The biggest illusions, we want to believe, right? We want to believe that our politicians want to help us. They want to achieve a better world. And we're willing to bet on that illusion. So whatever they do, we think, well, it's for the greater good. And they do it with the sleight of hand. They give us the, that's just not who we are. But it is. You know, when Obama was talking about border, not letting people into the country illegally, ignoring that we let them in legally, right? That's just not who we are. So they have these little platitudes, and it's a worm in your brain. You go, oh, there's the illusion of we're bad people. We're not bad people. What illusion is he trying to set? You know, this shot. Pick your thing. This shot. Well, this shot is not about you. It's about protecting others. It's about others. It's not about you. It's about others. It's for the greater good. It's for the children. How many of these platitudes, these sayings, are just an illusion so somebody can absolutely do nothing and fleece you? It's a big Ponzi scheme. You ever seen the guys on the streets of New York that do the three-card Monty? How often does the spectator win? They don't win. It's set up so you don't win. If you follow your brain, you are going to lose. So I'm looking at all these magic tricks being played, folks, right in front of our eyes by these politicians. Russian collusion! Look over there. Sleight of hand, sleight of whatever, but that's what they're doing. And until we finally understand that, you know what? This is all magic. And we do like the guy with kid was explaining how Vinny would call out the magician. Oh, he's palming it. He's got a trick up there. It's a bendable coin. It's got a cut in the middle. You know, and you start looking at things not with the idea that somebody's telling you the truth, but the idea that somebody's tricking you. And that's what my brand, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, by the way, welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That's what we try to do. Is I've quit buying into the illusion that you're trying to help me. Kevin, they're trying to help black people with critical race theory. No, he's palming it. He's palming it. No, there's a trap door to the left there. You know, I'm telling you the real magic trick here. Because here's what I want you to understand. It's all a trick. It's all an illusion. Don't believe it. You can go, oh, that's cool how you did the trick. Now I'm going to figure out how you did the trick. A little less enjoyable. Because, see, we are programmed to want to be fascinated and to enjoy it. That's the beauty of magic. The beauty of magic as it's applied to politics, there's no enjoyment there. Because you see it and you go, yeah, I see that. But I'm not going to believe it. So I got to figure out what you did. And that means stepping back, taking away that emotional brain and using a logical brain that says, how would I do that? You ever seen these shows where they expose the magic trick? Magicians hate it. They tell you how it's done. Oh, there is a trap door. Oh, this is the way. They hate it. Politicians hate it worse. Trust me. So look at all that's in the process of being exposed, the magic trick of the big cheat, the magic trick of them stealing an election from you, stealing your vote, the magic trick of this Wu flu thing, the magic trick of all the things that have happened since the time of Obama, and even going back further if you want to go back, because it's been a decades-long magic, folks. We got a lot to talk about.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Arthur Kessler, a Hungarian writer, said, "There's nothing more sad than the death of an illusion." It's very true. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I was at a family reunion years ago. My cousin, Nita, had remarried a guy. I can't remember his name. I think it was Charles. And I learned how to do magic through a book, a magic book. And I went through that book and I found three or four of the most amazing tricks in the book. And I said, okay, let me learn how to do them. And I learned this one card trick, and it is a mind blowing card trick. So, you know, we're having a good time, music playing, barbecues going on two different pits. And we always, you know, this black family reunion, we're playing spades and bidwhist and dominoes and all kinds of stuff. And so I had a deck of cards, and my cousin's new husband, well, they'd been married a few years, but I'd only met him a couple times. But so we were sitting around and I had the kids around me. I said, hey, let me show you guys a trick. So I did this card trick, and of course the kids were like, whoa. So my cousin-in-law comes up And he says, man, show me the trick. So I showed him the trick. And his mind was blown. And I will admit, it was a really clever trick. Because if you don't understand how the trick is done, it looks impossible. So he watched me do this trick 4 or 5 times in front of the kids. And before he came to me and said, do the trick again, because he's trying to make it out the same way I said earlier. I was trying to make out how the guy was doing the cups and hiding the balls and putting an orange underneath when I never saw the orange. And right. And he's got these little foam balls. And the last thing you look up and he's got an orange. I mean, it would have been like a watermelon being under the cup. You get what I'm saying? It was so mind blowing. Anyway, my cousin-in-law watch me do this trick with the kids. He sits down. I do this trick probably 6 times for him. And he's just blown away. So I walk away and he's like, man, you got to show me. You got to show me what you do. He's like, yeah, I can't show. A magician doesn't show his work. Right. So I walk away. You know, 15 minutes later, Kev, show me that trick again. So I did it again. He's still trying to make it out. So finally, he pesters the devil out of me. And I said, all right, let me show you how it's done. This guy, I got to tell you, there's so many parallels in life. It's kind of like the guy that's chasing the girl until she finally succumbs and says, okay, tonight's your lucky night. And then he doesn't call her anymore. That's essentially what happened. So I tell this guy, okay, here's what I did. When you were doing this, I do this. And he goes, oh, and walked away. That was it. And it was so deflating as a magician. And I said to myself, I will never, ever tell a person how I do a trick again. I get it. I get why magicians say no. Because the minute your mind goes, oh, got it. It's over. That's what has to happen to us, folks, in politics. The minute the illusion is exposed, it's done. You're like, oh, I can't describe it unless you've been fooled and then somebody told you how it was done. And then you were like, oh, wow, how simple was that? It doesn't diminish the person at all, because I didn't feel like, I mean, there's a part of you that does feel like, are you going to call me? But, you know, the other side of you is like, well, I got more tricks, right? So I didn't feel terrible, but I did. There's a funny feeling you get from it. Anyway, folks, let me give you some illusions to think about politically, okay? Politicians show us illusions like black versus white. They show us delusions or illusions, I should say, of man versus woman. Right? A woman doesn't make as much as a man, man. What's up with that? That's a, you know, well, I'll get into it. They give us illusions of gay versus straight, right? Gay people, man, look on TV. It's Pride Month. Holy crap. Everything you do, we got to show pride. We got to tell the LGBT community, It's like, are you freaking serious? They got to show you the rainbow, which is no longer a rainbow, of course, because now the gay people own the rainbow. They got to tell you all the stories of success of the LGBT, like you didn't know. But all of that is an illusion, and it is the ultimate illusion. I want to go back. I want to recap. Black versus white, male versus woman, gay versus straight, citizen versus non-citizen, and you can go on. It's all an illusion because we all share one thing. We share our humanity. See, they don't want you concentrating on the idea that we all have these feelings that manifest themselves universally. If somebody is hurt, it doesn't matter. It could be a flood and there's a person stuck in a car in Chile. And I guarantee you the Chileans will do everything they can to get that person out of the car into safety. They don't go, ah, he's African. Don't worry about it. Oh, man, he's gay. He's a gay African transsexual Guatemalan midget. They don't care. They will go and do, and so will you. So will you. If there's a flood, a mudslide, an earthquake, a tsunami, a tornado, whatever, if you're going to go dig people out of a rubble, you don't ask the question, why, what are they? Are they black? Even the most hardcore black dude, if he's going through Oklahoma and he sees, you know, stuff going on, he's liable to get out and try to help and won't even think about the stuff that the illusionist put in front of him when he's trapped inside of the ghetto. Humanity, folks. So you want to apply it to something for reals? Because you want me to explore black and white and critical race theory? We're discussing an illusion. Critical race theory. We're discussing an illusion that black people are a collective. I'll get into that. I'm going to talk about Michael D.C. Bowen, who's a good friend of mine, and we're posting his stuff on our website. The guy is absolutely one of the best thinkers on the planet. So we've got all these things that we're talking about. They're nothing but illusions. Let me give you an example. The WAPO, Washington Post, and Facebook, and many others, all these people that have been establishing an illusion, guess what they had to walk back? They walked back the idea of the Wuhan lab leaking the Wu flu virus. Remember, we couldn't call it China because we were China virus because we were xenophobic and so on. And now they're walking it back quietly, quietly. Don't tell anybody, because see, it was an illusion that we tried to pass. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced more details Thursday about the program to share COVID vaccines with other countries. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said that the donations of shots would be coming from the U.S.'s surplus supply, and the majority of the first shipment of 25 million doses would be shared through the United Nations COVAX program. He added the donations are being made to further the overall goal of ending the pandemic globally. And new data from the Labor Department showed that new jobless claims fell to a pandemic low last week, falling to 385,000. That's down 20,000 from the week before, and the fifth straight week that's seen fewer first-time claims. Unemployment claims have been falling all year, from a high of more than 900,000 in January, but remain historically high. May's job report is expected to show a rebound in added positions. Economists predict Friday's report will show an additional 656,000 jobs were added in May, a large jump from April's disappointing report. This is USA Radio News. The FBI says it's traced the ransomware attack against meat producer JBS back to a criminal group based in Russia. It's the second major attack from criminals based in the country against a major company operating in the United States, with the May attack on Colonial Pipeline. One congressman believes that President Biden shouldn't meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin for a scheduled summit later this month after this latest cyber attack. North Carolina Republican Representative Richard Hudson tells Fox News that a summit between the two leaders should only come after Russia stops the hacks.
It's inconceivable to think that a group of rogue Russian hackers is somehow operating inside Russia without at least the tacit consent, if not under the direction of Vladimir Putin. I mean, think about if there were a group of rogue hackers here in America attacking other countries, our FBI would track them down immediately and shut them down. And so all I'm saying is that don't reward Vladimir Putin with a high-profile summit as long as he's not doing anything about the hacking of our critical infrastructure here in America.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Arthur Kessler said it best. There is nothing more sad than the death of an illusion. So what illusions do leftists believe?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com.
Illusions. Illusions lead to delusions. And that's what leftists suffer from. So, for example, global warming. A total scam. An illusion that has been revealed to many of us. Some like me never fell for it. I bet many of you never did either. You realize that it is nothing but weather. There is no science around this crackpot idea. None yet. The illusion from the Democrats is that there is science behind it. The hockey stick. And we're all going to die in a certain number of years. And they've been saying it for decades. We're either going to freeze to death or we're going to burn to death or we're going to get flooded out. It's just an illusion. And leftists have bought into this illusion so much that it's become a delusion. There are kids who grow up thinking that they're doomed unless we, you know, watch our carbon footprints and all this other stuff. It's all total nonsense. And it's meant to create fear. And it's done a pretty good job of it, I'd say. The Wu Flu is the most costly scam in the history of man. Some of us recognize, again, the trick of this right away. And we called the magicians out. We said, you know what? I see what you got behind your back. It's up your sleeve. It's in your coat. It's under your hat. I saw you tuck it. You know, show me your hands. I can see it. We knew it right up front. And they still tried to tell us, no, 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 no. Don't believe what you see. Don't believe the reality of it all. Called them out. We called out the frauds. Fauci. And you know what we're finding out about Mr. Fauci, the fraud? What he is. We're finding out he's a fraud. Oh, I gave that one away too early. Da, illusion. Oh, man. It's funny to know the game. Here's the thing. We know the game. So, look, we have to either have a little fun with this and let them know you're not going to pull the wool over our eyes anymore. The jig is up. We are on to you. They hate it.
It's an illusion.
And you know what? What's funny is they're the ones who are really suffering from an illusion because we know. I don't know if they know that we know, because we can get into, well, do you know that I know that you know that I know that you know? You know what I mean? But they know it. No wonder President Trump got nowhere in fighting against this scandemic when the top fraud at the National Institute of Health, Fauci the fraud, is cutting Trump off at the knees. And we're finding this out the same way we found out that, guess what? The Wu flu came from Wuhan, China. And what did the left try to do? Smoke and mirrors? What are you talking about? It did not. How dare Donald Trump say that? And I've asked you this question many times. What happens when you find out more truths? Going back to Arthur Kessler saying there is nothing more sad than the death of an illusion. I say to liberals, is there anything more sad than the death of your illusion? The illusion that you've been right about everything when in fact you're wrong. When in fact you're dead wrong. Ask Cuomo's 15,000 old people, dead wrong. I know. I got a lady that told me Kevin, they were going to die anyway. That's okay. I still want to give Cuomo credit as being the biggest killer in America. But is he? Maybe the biggest serial killer in America is Dr. Fauci. Behind Trump's back, this guy's communicating with the Chinese, and this story's just coming out, right? Oh, remember? They fact-checked all this. Fauci's as clean as a preacher's sheets. Fauci is above reproach. That's what we were told about James Comey. Remember that clown? Where is he right now? Above reproach. We were told Robert Mueller was the best, most competent guy in D.C. Where is that clown right now? You're being told that Joe Biden is okay. He's a competent president. They're already trying to make it sound like this dude is amazing. All this stuff is illusions. It's all meant to throw you off. And sadly, the only people who are illuded here are the Democrats. We're on to you. We know your tricks. All these are scams. Being revealed. I'm the guy telling you what's behind the curtain, how the trick is being done. And there are many more of us. And to be honest with you, some of you don't even need me. You know, you've graduated. Go on, go start your own universities, okay? So what's the recap here? How many frauds do I need to explain to you before you realize that this is a shell game? And you know exactly, every time they do the shells, you go, yep, right there. They raise it up. There it is. Every time they do three-card Monty, they say, find the lady. Boom, there's the queen. You're making the magician look bad. And you know what? They don't like it. They take their little three-card Monty kit and they move down the street because they're looking for other rubes, people they can sell. And when you let them sell your kids, you send them off to these indoctrination centers and you let them sell your kids, you're doing your kids and the world a disservice. You have 12-year-old kids wanting to get a Wu flu shot, wanting to wear a mask, wanting to capitulate to government dominance. They want to. Parents not even recognizing you're teaching your kids to follow the crowd, to follow the herd. Well, I'm not. I'm divergent. I think that was the name of that movie I keep always trying to reference with, what was the name, Woodley? Shailene Woodley or something. I don't keep up with these actresses and actors. But anyway, I'm divergent. I'm not going to live. I don't just take your word for it. I'll Google it. Well, that may not even be the answer anymore, right? But I will research it, that's for sure. So Dr. Fauci and the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director George Gao's email exchanges were exposed by the Washington Post. And it showcased a cozy relationship with his Chinese counterpart. I saw the science interview. How could I say such a word, big mistake about others? But that was journalistic wording. Hope you understand. Gao wrote to Fauci. I had to do it with the accent just to make some leftists mad. I could do a very big, thick Chinese accent if they want to really get me. Let's work together to get the virus out of the earth. Fauci responded, I understand completely. No problem. We will get through this together the way we always do when I'm working against Donald Trump to get rid of him, okay? I got to work on my Fauci. My fraud speak. So Gout wrote this on April the 8th. I saw some news. Hope it is fake that you are being attacked by some people. Hope you are well under such an irrational system. And then Fauci wrote back, thank you for your kind note. All is well despite some crazy people in this world. Yeah, well, guess what we're finding? We're finding out that it's Fauci who's crazy. It's Fauci who has flip-flopped on every side of this issue. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. It's whatever they told this little bureaucratic putz to do. That's what he did. And he's in collusion. He's working with the Chinese, who are the ones who unleashed the virus. He doesn't understand. He's being worked. He's being worked. I told you a story of an acquaintance of mine who taught in China. He and his wife taught English in China. And he says this lady would come by, and very, very sweet Chinese lady, and bring them pies and cakes and donuts and stuff. And he goes, we figured out after a while that she wasn't just our friend. She was put there by the Chinese communists to make sure that they did exactly what they were supposed to do. That's what her role was. And he said he realized it when they went to some special event, that there was a long line of people to get into, and she walked right up front, and she took something out of her purse, showed it to them, and they walked right in. Fauci was being played. And he's too stupid to know. It's like I said to Marie Harf once. I said, you know, it absolutely scares me that you were with the CIA. That we have people as incompetent as you working for the CIA.
That's just how white folks will do you.
You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
That just happened.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved.
I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There was a historian, his name was Daniel Forsman. He said that the greatest obstacle to discovery is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to. Talking about illusion. The illusion of knowledge. Isn't that what leftists suffer from the most? The idea that they are brighter and smarter, more savvy than all of us combined. Even dumb leftists think they're smarter than, you know, black people, for example. They got to help us. The dumbest of left people will come up to me, don't have the intellect to fill a thimble, and try to, well, Kevin, you know, with the black people, you need to do such and such. And I'm like, how do you know? How do you know? Please give me your background. Look, no offense, Dr. Phil can't talk to me about what's going on in the black community and me pay, give him any more attention than I already know myself. No offense, he may know a lot about how people operate and things like that in terms of the normal psyche of life. But I'm going to tell you, when it comes to what I know, Dr. Phil has to back away and defer. Brilliant guy, not about this. But it's the dummies that come up and talk to me and want to tell me, I can't believe that you don't think like this, or why didn't you like Barack Obama? You know, they give me all this nonsense. I'm like, because I can think for myself. And I happen to be brighter than you. Glad you're listening to me. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Leftists suffer from the illusion of knowledge. They think they're all intelligent. They, even in their stupidity, they think they're smart. That's why when they screw up, they don't say, I screwed up. They rationalize it. That way, they never have to be wrong. Ask them, have you been wrong? Oh, of course, everybody's wrong about something. No, give me something that you're wrong about. Are you wrong about Joe Biden? Were you wrong about Barack Obama? Were you wrong about Hillary Clinton? Are you wrong about your politics in general? Are you wrong about some of the things that have happened in your life? And if they don't answer truthfully, ask them about their lives. How are they doing on the job? How are they doing in relationships? How are they doing in friendships? Do they have real friends? Ask them, are they afraid to speak the truth? What have they not spoken the truth about? Ask them questions about, you know, life, love, liberty, politics, religion, etc. Ask them. Say, let me ask you a question. Do you really feel like you need to help blacks?
Well, Kevin, I just feel like, you know, black people are saying,
okay, no, that's not what I ask you, though. I don't want to hear about the black condition. I want to know, do you feel compelled to help? And why? Are there not enough black people that can help each other? Can LeBron James go help a bunch of people? I think he could probably help more blacks than you. I don't see either one of you doing anything in particular. I see a lot of talking. If you believe in critical race theory or 1619 or Black Lives Matter or that you're some oppressor or whatever, give up your job. There are many things you can do to prove it to me. I don't think you're going to do it. I think you're a hypocrite. Oh, that'll get them going. I'm no hypocrite. Then I tell you what, let's go down right now to the bank and let's go withdraw whatever money you have in the bank and let's give it to somebody. Let's take your car you have right now. We will drive it into the hood and you can give it to the first black person that you feel is deserving to do it. And we'll go down the line until you have nothing. See what they say. Well, Kevin, I don't believe that you should give away everything. Well, then how much do you think you should give away? Because, see, if you don't give anything away, if it's easy to talk about how gracious you are and how magnanimous you are for helping blacks, but you're not really willing to do it. See, that's your illusion. That's your virtue signaling. That's what they call it. It's an illusion. You're not going to do anything to help black people. By the way, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, have you met somebody who thought they knew a lot? But then they get with somebody who's really smart and you get to see just how dumb they are. It's like that scene in Good Will Hunting where the guy, you know, says, oh, really, really? Well, tell us about, you know, so-and-so. Well, I believe that the Gregorian society was founded by Foster or so-and-so. And he believed that the colonialism or whatever. And then, you know, Good Will comes along and says, yeah, you read that. That was Vickers. And then he goes on and saying, yeah, next year, if sophomore year, your junior year, you're going to be reading so-and-so. And then your senior year, you're going to be repeating a bunch of stuff. And he's just over the top on this guy. Don't you have any original thoughts of your own? I've said that to so many people, not because of Good Will Hunting, but just in general. Do you have any original thoughts of your own? Or are you just going to regurgitate with the, well, Kevin, Fox News, Fox? No. See, I don't even watch Fox. When I was on Fox, I didn't watch it. I have original ideas. And I'm happy not to quote anybody. It's good sometimes to be learned, to be well-read, but only to help yourself to learn how to think better about a situation. That's what I say. But these leftists that run into somebody really smart, all they are is they're fooling themselves. See, conservatives, the guys listening to this program, the young ladies listening to this program, you outgrow that urge quickly. You don't need to be the smartest person in the room. You understand where your limitations cut off, and you'll even say it. Well, look, Bill, here's a little bit I do know about investing. And you'll say it. And then the guy who knows investing will say, well, you know, Kevin,
Your strategy is a good strategy, but let me go a little deeper and explain it, and in your all ears. Please do, Mr. Investment Man, because you want to learn. You dig a little deeper, but here's what I will tell you. If you ever decide you want to learn something well, you're amazing at it. But see, leftists stay delusional. To thyself be true is not one of the things that they live by. That is not one of their mantras. They like being stupid. They love the make-believe world of illusion, the world that they imagine things to be, where they don't have to act, they just have to act as if. I act as if I can help all the black people, and I will do it. Act as if I will give more money, you know, when I'm asked by Uncle Sam to give more. Act as if I will donate more. I will give up my salary. I will give more of my salary to something. You know, whatever. Act as if, but don't do it. Don't dare do it. Don't dare live it. I had an old girlfriend from years ago. Sweetest thing, a heart of gold. And she was cute, but she wasn't like a showstopper. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I mean, she's a nice girl. And I loved that she, well, I liked that she was, how she treated me. That's what endeared me to her. Anyway, one day she told me, she says, I'm going to go to New York because I want to be, there's a show that they're going to audition for, and it's a singing and dancing show, and I can be a fly girl. And I was like, oh, okay. It's a long time ago. And she was going to go up there and dance and sing and all this. And just being blunt, I didn't think she was pretty enough. I didn't think, I mean, again, it wasn't about her beauty. It was her inner beauty that I liked the most. But I wasn't going to poo-poo on her dream, but she was no fly girl. Just so you know, J-Lo launched her career on that very show. She got one of those spots. So the girl, you know, wanted to go. I wasn't going to poo-poo on her dream. So I indulged her delusion. I didn't go, you know, honestly, I wouldn't waste my time. I don't think you have it or whatever. I didn't want to do that. And I there's a part of me that wishes that kind of that I had. She didn't make it. She took it well. I knew she wouldn't make it. Maybe there was even a part of her that knew she wouldn't make it. But here's the deal. So I indulged her illusion because that delusion, that illusion, if you will, it had an ending. Once it's over, and that's the end of it. But leftist illusions and delusions never end. And their illusions become delusions. Look at the education system, for example. Who wouldn't look at this system and say, this is a shell game. Give us more money, we'll fix the problem. So they give more money. It hardly ever a bond issue is ever voted down for education. It's for the kids. The lottery system was built. We're doing a lottery for the kids. How much of that money goes to education? How well is it doing? Are the kids getting better? Are they getting smarter? Whatever. What's happening? You know the answer. It's an illusion that they're trying to make things better. When you go through TSA, it's an illusion of safety. If you don't think people can get to the planes or whatever, anybody that wants to do something can accomplish it. You put a lock on your door, it's an illusion of safety in your home. Locks can easily be picked. Windows can be broken. Doors can be kicked in. It's an illusion of safety. Makes you feel good, but it doesn't really give you what you're thinking of if somebody wants to do you harm. So all these things are illusion. The only difference is somebody does want to do you harm, and they are doing you harm. These are people that call themselves your representatives, your senators, your president. They want to do you harm, and they give you the illusion that they care about you. They're going to help you. Well, you're not going to be a fly girl.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.